Ah, good you're there. Thank you for joining me. Hello, hello. Well, late summer has some sunshine to share with us, it seems, certainly here at the Bothy anyway. Such a still, blue-skied, beautiful day out there. Oh dear, I'm starting with a weather report again, aren't I? I thought I'd got over that. Anyway, it's so gorgeous today. I'm thinking plenty of cheery blue sky music feels like the right thing today, coming right up. And the podcast is coming of age too. Welcome to episode 21.
Enjoy your piping with Gary West in association with RG Hardy Bagpipes.
Yes, indeed. And talking of RG Hardy, my main sponsors, to whom I am very grateful, I mentioned last week that the winner of this year's Gordon Duncan Memorial Contest, which was at Piping Live just a few weeks ago, as Alistair Donaghy, that he was playing one of their new Legacy Heritage sets. Well, another triumph for their instruments this past week. And on an even bigger stage, I think it's fair to say, an incredible achievement at the Northern Meeting in Inverness by Callum Beaumont, because Callum won the senior double. I don't even know if that's a phrase, but that's what he won. A very rare thing indeed. Looking back through the list, I think only Stuart Little has done it over the last half century or so. And that's winning the former winners' March of Spain Reel, which he did last Thursday night, Callum Beaumont, that is, followed the next day by winning the Clasp. Now, that's a Pibroch event, the senior Pibroch event, only open to gold medalists, so the cream of the cream. That was on Friday. And anyway, that double achieved by Callum. Huge congratulations to Callum. And he plays RG Hardy instruments too. To be specific, wait a minute, I need to check this, get this right. The PH2HT Silver Thistle Heritage Pipes, and Peter Henderson Blackwood Chanter, all of which are in the RG Hardy stable. So if you want proof of the quality of the instruments, it doesn't come much more convincing than that. Well done again to Callum. I had a great couple of days up at the Eden Court Theatre listening to some wonderful music. In fact, that March to Spain Reel on the Thursday evening was just magnificent, I thought. Callum was in great form. So too was nearly everyone, actually. It was one of these nights when someone comes on early doors and you think, well, no one's beating that. And then someone else comes on and you think, oh, well, that's close, maybe even better. And that went on all night. I would not like to have tried to separate them as the judges had to do. Anyway, in the event, Finlay Johnson took second place behind Callum Beaumont. Willie McCallum was third. Alex Gandhi, who won it last year, he was fourth. And Angus McCall was fifth. All big names. In fact, the whole cast was full of big names. The world's elite players. Great night. And also well done to Innes Smith, who won the gold medal at the Northern Meeting. So great to see that victory, actually, because Innes has been a great competitor for a couple of decades or so. So good to see him win that that dream come true for most pipers, the gold medal. And in fact, well done to all of the competitors and all those who won prizes at the Northern Meeting. Okay, some cheery music I promised you, some cheery music you shall have. Here's a great band, I'll tell you more about them shortly. This is Cantrip. We'll be right back. good stuff from the band Cantrip, who are John Buse, he's on fiddle and vocals, Dan Houghton on border pipes and whistles, and a great singer as well, and guitar. In fact, I mentioned Dan, he's from Vermont. I mentioned him in the Vermont episode a few weeks back. In fact, I played one of his solo album tracks on that. And who else? Gav Marwick on fiddle and mandolin. I was playing with Gav recently in the Edinburgh Fringe for 5 gigs. Great player too. Cammy Robson, and there was a couple of guests on there. Well, one certainly, Mark Dunlop, was on there too. And yeah, it's a fantastic album, great band. And they are currently on tour in the northeast of the United States. Now, I should really have given you these details last week, but it slipped my mind because they've already started the tour. But where are they now? This is, well, I'm recording this on Wednesday, the 6th of September. So if you catch this tonight, then you can catch them tonight. If you're anywhere near, where are we? St. Johnsbury in Vermont. They're at the Artport this very evening, Wednesday, the 6th of September. And tomorrow, Thursday the 7th, they're at the Crandall Folklife Centre in Glens Falls in New York State. On Friday, they're at the historic Salem Courthouse in Salem, New York State. And on Sunday, that's the 10th, they finish off at, where are they? The Valley Stage, Richmond Congregational Church in Richmond in Vermont. Thanks to Dan Houghton for sending all those details. Great band, Cantrip. Now, I mentioned the Northern Meeting there a moment or two ago. One man who continues to be hugely missed every time the event comes around. Well, he's missed always, but he was very much associated with the Northern Meeting. He made the Senior March to Spain Reel, the former winners there, his own, really. He won it, I think it was 11 times in all. Nobody else in modern times comes anywhere near to that. He really was such a master of that March Strathspian Reel form. And here's a big set from him then, not from the Northern Meeting in this case, but from another of the world's great gatherings, the Glenfiddich Championship at Blair Castle, starting with the March Mrs. John McCall. This is Pipe Major Alistair Guinness.
Thank you.
Just such a phenomenal player he was. Sadly missed. Pipe Major Alistair Gillis playing at Blair Castle 25 years ago, actually. Mrs. John McCall, Tulloch Castle in Dr. MacPhail's Reel were his tunes there. And that was from the 25th Glenfiddich Championship celebration. And I guess we have now reached the half century, because that must have been 25 years ago. It's celebrating its 50 years anniversary in October. And the lineup for this year has now been finalised. So basically, if you're not too sure how this works, the Glenfiddich Championship takes place at the end of the season. There's 10 players invited, and essentially they're the 10 players who have been most in form this season, because they're the winners, or highly placed at least, in all the other major events through the year. So the Northern Meeting, the winners we had there in the various categories, completed the list, which is now Callum Beaumont, Alex Gandy, Bruce Gandy, Alistair Henderson, Finlay Johnston, Jack Lee, Angus D. McCall, Willie McCallum, Fred Morrison, and Innes Smith. So, that's quite a list, as it always is, and very much looking forward to that 50th anniversary of the Glenfiddich Championship in the end of October. I can't remember the date. The last Saturday in October in Blair Castle. And talking of anniversaries, a big shout-out to two people who I know listen to EYP every week, as soon as it's released, very loyal supporters, as they have been all my days. My mum and dad, Mary and Norrie West from Pitlochry, who celebrated an incredible 65 years of marriage on Sunday there. That's quite a record, 65 years of marriage. So, I've got the wee pipes looked out here. My sea pipes, and I'm going to play them a couple of tunes from my mum and dad. The first was composed by one of my predecessors as pipe major of the Athol Highlanders, Eunice Rose, in the late 19th century, I guess it must have been, Lady Dorothea Stuart Murray's Wedding March, because it's another Athol wedding tune. And then one for them specifically I composed, I guess it must have been 15 years ago, for their golden wedding, 50 years. It's called Gordon Cottage. Gordon Cottage is our family home in Pitlochry, where they've lived for most of these 65 years, I think 56 of them, certainly. I'll just get the wee pipes up and running here. This is for my mum and dad, Mary and Norrie West. Happy anniversary. Well, there you go. That's finishing off there with Gordon Cottage. The first one was Lady Dorothea Stuart-Murray's Wedding March. If any Athol Highlander pipers are listening, don't worry, I've not changed the arrangement. I was just lightening it up a bit for the small pipes. And I play that for my mum and dad, Mary and Norrie West of Pitlochry, on the occasion of their 65th wedding anniversary. Also at the weekend, I was teaching for that wonderful organisation that is the Far North Retreats. We weren't too far north this time, Balquhidder, for a two-day sheepshed session. That's not easy to say. Sheepshed session, hosted by my good pal Abby Arcotza, and run by Abby and Finn Moore. And a lovely weekend it was. Finn and I were joined by Shawnee McIntyre from South Uist. So it was... I'll never get this one right. It was the Sheep Shed session with Shawnee. Oh, I did. Oh, I nailed it. Shawnee's from South Uist originally, based in Glasgow. And, well, a great player, great teacher too. So hello to all of you who came to that at the weekend, regulars and new faces too. Here's a tune or two from Shawnee, along with Ewan Henderson. More sea pipes here, actually. This is the Homegrown Reels. Thank you. Yeah, that's great playing. Fantastic playing from Shawnee McIntyre on sea pipes and Ewan Henderson on fiddle. The homegrown reels from The Piper and The Maker 2, Celebrating Sea, that album from Finn and Hamish Moore, with lots of us on it that I featured way back very early on, actually, in this. I think it was in episode 2 when I was having a chat with Finn several months ago. Right. I'm going to catch up with some of your correspondence here, of which there has been quite a lot in this last week, and particularly in reaction to that 1.5 hour special, that monster special last week, all on bagpipes, featuring 4 performances from the Captain John McClellan event, which was held in Edinburgh a couple of weeks ago. And most of your reaction has been very positive. Couple of you have said, I gave it a go, couldn't get into it, switched off, or went and did something else. Fair enough. Thanks for letting me know. But I'm going to read out the positive ones mainly. Well, exclusively, it has to be said. Right, who is this? This is Steve Britton. I know Steve because Steve has been a regular at the Cars Just Festival, or I don't know what you would call it, teaching weekend in Vermont that I was at fairly recently and from which I reported back to you while stuck in a hotel outside Washington, or beside Washington Dulles Airport. Anyway, Steve, thanks for getting in touch. I just want to let you know how much I enjoy EYP. It's a brilliant mix of history, what's going on now in the piping world, and lots of great music of all types. Good. Nicely, succinctly put, because that's what I'm hoping it's all about. Anyway, I'm writing now because I particularly enjoyed the last episode from the Eagle Pipers. It was just so good to hear an hour and a half of excellent pibroch by some of the best competitive players in the world, and without 5 minutes of tuning between each piece. Well, a wee secret, yes, I did edit out some tuning. But it was also good to hear 20th century pibroch, some of which I had not heard before. Many thanks to Charlie as well as yourself for the excellent recording. Thank you so much, Steve. And then he's got a bit of reminiscing about some of the days around Matt's table in his kitchen that I featured a wee snippet of a session from a few weeks ago. Thanks, Steve. So good to hear from you, and delighted you enjoyed the pibroch. As did Andrew McIntosh. Now, Andrew is from Massachusetts. I'm writing from my farm in central Massachusetts, he says. Long-time fan, but first EYP email. Congratulations on 20 episodes. And he too had been hoping to make it to Carstus, actually, this year, but didn't make it, unfortunately. And then he's really accepted our invitation from a couple of weeks ago to tell us about your career in piping, how you get into, what stage you're at, how you got into it, where you hope it's taking you, and all the rest of it. So, yeah. I have been piping, he says, since 1978. From a young age, I was subjected, interesting verb, I was subjected to Scottish country dancing lessons, as my parents were very active in that community. I took up piping to get out of the dancing. Okay, we get the picture. You weren't a fan of that. I took up piping to get out of the dancing, although those skills came in handy when I studied at St. Andrews. Okay, so you were over here. My first trip to Scotland was in 1978, when my best friend moved to Helensburgh. I went to the Edinburgh Tattoo that August, and it cemented my desire to learn the pipes. And that fall, I had my first lessons. 40 years later, I was back at the Tattoo. That was in 2018, this time performing with my band Fellswater. This was quite an experience, playing before 9,000 people a night for 3 weeks. We had a couple of fringe concerts as well, which were fun. And we were able to play for Stuart Sampson, performing a tune and song, Shores of Caledonia, that he and his wife composed. Stuart composed the tune, and his wife added lyrics after hearing us play it on our second record. Oh, I'd love to hear that. Don't think I've come across that. Stuart, I mentioned the Athol Highlander. Stuart is a fellow Athol Highlander, former senior pipe major and director of Army School of Piping in Edinburgh. I'd like to hear that. Anyway, I took up small pipes. This is still Andrew talking, Andrew McIntosh, 10 years ago, and joined the band Fellswater in 2014. At that point, we were a four-piece Celtic ensemble, but I've grown to seven now. Just one more quick aside, he says, I loved the R.G. Hardy tour you presented, because back in 1984, I apprenticed at Galanders and MacLeod in Forfar. They were a great pipe-making company. They all had fun at my expense, putting on their thickest Forfar brogue. I was fairly naive in the Scots dialect and probably naive all around, but it was an amazing experience for a young American lad dropped off in the heart of Scotland for 2 months. Wishing you continued success with EYP and hope to catch you at a US workshop or even a Far North retreat session. Oh, I was just mentioning them too. You're very well informed, Andrew. Yeah, it'd be great if you were able to come over. And thanks again. Andrew is in Dudley in Massachusetts. A short wee one from Brent Lowry. Brent's been in touch from time to time. Absolutely loved the Pibroch episode. I started my piping at the age of 9 with Willie Watt of Edmonton in Alberta, who was born and raised in Scotland. I came to the Kilmore later in life, and Gray being my first tutor. It very quickly became my favourite music to play and still love and compete today. I currently play in the Vale United Pipe Band of the Okanagan Valley, if I've got that right, in British Columbia, with Anne. Thanks again, Gary. I'll take Pibroch over the Gaita any day. Keep up the great work. Well, not everyone likes all form of bagpipe, but anyway, you're getting them all, Brent. No Gaita tonight, I don't think, but I'm glad you enjoyed the Pibroch. Kyle Hayes, who's been in touch before, hello from Mexico again. I really loved the Pibroch episode, and really is in inverted commas. Please play more. The people who are against it don't know what they're missing. I was a music history major in the college, so this episode really resonated with me. And I love hearing the stories behind the music. Great stuff. Good, Kyle. Glad that you enjoyed that. And now, Rob Mingus has been in touch. And Rob says, Gary, don't know if you remember me. I actually reviewed one of your CDs a long time ago. Okay, I hope it was a good one. Good review, that is. I recently heard on your podcast that sea small pipes seem to be gaining popularity. That's true. And we've had a few tonight, indeed. Colin Ross made me a set of small pipes with interchangeable chanters and drones. And I did a piece with some Vancouver musicians back in 1988 that you might find interesting. It's entitled The Gateshead Hotel Suite. Now, I did find that interesting, and I got back to Rob and I said, yes, please do send that. And he did, and it's lovely, and I'm going to share it with you right now. And this has given me an idea for what we might call a listener's music slot. So I hereby extend the invitation, if you are a musician yourself, especially a piper, but I guess not necessarily a piper, and you think that your music might be enjoyed by other people, and you feel confident in that, then send it to me. It would be great. And I don't hereby guarantee to play all music that's sent, but I'll certainly play a selection. And anyway, this is the first. So, Rob, you've started something here. This is the first listener's music slot, the Gateshead Hotel Suite by Rob Mingus. Thank you. Finally, the Gateshead Hotel Suite by Rob Mingus, playing C Small Pipes there, and clearly with some friends in tow as well. And that is the first of what might become, if you care to take up the invitation, a regular slot, the listener's music slot. Do send your stuff, eyp@garywest.scot. Will find me, and if I like it, I'll play it. There's my that's my promise. If I like it, I'll play it. Now, I guess you could call this next one probably a version of my wildcard slot. There's a few slots coming in this week. It's been a long time since I've had a wildcard slot, but it's only wildcard in the sense that there's no bagpipes in it. But it is, well, I wouldn't describe it because it's just gorgeous. This is from a CD I bought when it came out last year, and I've only really managed to explore it in any detail this past few days. And it's just gorgeous. It's from Megan Henderson. Now, Megan, you might know from Brepich, if you're a fan of Brepich. She's a fiddler and singer there, part of the extended family or clan of Hendersons from Lochaber area, who are all fantastic musicians. And she's got together for this project with local artist from up there, Christine Clark. And the album is called Pilgrim Souls. And basically, Christine has given seven paintings, presumably to Megan, which has always, and Megan's always been inspired by these paintings in particular, and there's beautiful reproductions of the paintings in the album. And then Megan has basically responded musically, if you like, to these paintings. The result is just a beautiful collaboration between sight and sound. There's instrumentals and songs on there, and this is a song, and it is just gorgeous. The title track, Pilgrim Souls.
Many loved your moments and love.
Exquisite, I think, is the word I will choose for that. You can choose your own word accordingly, but I love that. Megan Henderson with Pilgrim Souls. The whole album's beautiful, actually. A lot of instrumentals as well as songs. They're fiddle-led mainly, but lovely stuff. Now, we're into September, and it's beyond time, really, to be doing the draw for the Friends of the Podcast for August. This is the prize draw. So, if you would like to become a friend of the podcast and haven't already, then you can do so. There should be a link in the notes below, or you can find one on my website, garywest.scot. And just for a few pounds per month, you can help support the podcast and get a few wee treats. This is one of them, and a few wee bargains from my store, online store as well. Anyway, every month we do a draw. We put all the names in an electronic hat. Or actually, I found a Wheel of Fortune, which looks like a lot of fun. And live here, on air, as it were, I'm going to do the draw. Because I like this one, because it makes a nice wee noise. It's quite an interesting sound. Right, are you ready? Here goes. I like that. Complete with a round of applause. And this month's winner is Mark Jameson. Mark, your name has just come up there on the Wheel of Fortune. I'm not sure where you are, but I have your email address, certainly. So I'll drop you a wee note, and you can tell me where you are. And I shall send you a T-shirt, probably, because I've got the T-shirts now. They've arrived. Enjoy Your Piping T-shirts. Two or three people have them already. Actually, more than that. So if you want to become a member of a very exclusive club with a Enjoy Your Piping T-shirt, you can go on to my website, garywest.scot, and look in the shop, the store, I think they call it there, and you can see the T-shirts for sale. Now, if you are a friend, I'll send you a wee code, discount code, in your weekly newsletter. Look out for that, and then look for the place where you put that in on the website, and you'll get 20% off. If you're Mark Jameson, you're about to get one for nothing, however. So, Mark, I'll be in touch. You can tell me your size, and I'll forward you one of the T-shirts. Okay, well, that's just about it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. Next week, I'll be back again. Actually, I'm heading off to London next week, but so that's a point. I better get organised before I go. So, there's been a lot of gallivanting of late. Over the last few months, I seem to have been right, left and centre. Anyway, I'm going south next week briefly, but I'll fit in a podcast, I'm sure, before I go. Anyway, that's it. I hope you can join me then. Do drop me a line if you'd like to share anything at all. EYP@garywest.scot will find me. But until next time, thanks for being with me. And whatever you do, please do enjoy your piping.
Cheers.